sponsors.
The Dolly McCarthy Show is sponsored by Pope Family Dental, home of the One Visit Smile. And just one visit, you can get a full set of teeth or a single crown. Dr. Pope uses 3D CAD-CAM technology to make crowns in one visit. Mention the show for special pricing. Dr. Pope offers crowns for as low as $799. That's $799 for a permanent, long-lasting, beautiful crown. Pope Family Dental is located across the street from Centennial Beach on Jackson Avenue in downtown Naperville. Contact them at PopeFamilyDental.com. And the phone number there is 630-961-5851. Naper Settlement, where history comes to play. Mark your calendars now for Naper Settlement's Oktoberfest. That's Friday, October 3rd, and Saturday, October 4th. We're giving away free sponsor tent tickets for that event, so stay tuned and listen in for more details on that. That's Naper Settlement in the heart of downtown Naperville, napersettlement.org. Divine Beauty Lux Spa, spray tanning specialist. To make your appointment, check out divinebeautyluxspa.com or give them a call at 630-585-7122. The Naperville Trolley and Tours. Naperville Trolley and Tours has four beautiful trolleys for weddings, bar hops, birthday parties, light tours, bat and bar mitzvahs, and more. It's always more fun on the Naperville Trolley. Ding, ding. The Strahl Team, Remax of Naperville, another proud sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show, serving the western suburbs for over 18 years. Contact Brian and Chris Strahl, strahlteam.com, if you're buying, selling, or looking to rent a home. Bricconi's, locations in north and south Naperville. It's the kind of food your mama wanted you to eat. Give them a call at 630-717-9530. That's Bricconi's.com. Innovative Orthodontic Centers, enhancing smiles for life, orthocenters.org, or give them a call for a free consultation at 630-848-6960. All Service Limousine, where service is their middle name. Book your next ride at 877-GetLimo.com. The Naperville Alarm Company is pleased to be the official alarm company and sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show, serving Naperville families and businesses for over 13 years. Providing security, fire protection, CCTV, and more, including smartphone technology. Let NapervilleAlarm.com customize the security system to suit your needs. System monitoring starting as low as $19 per month. And all the Dolly McCarthy Show listeners will receive 20% off installation. Visit NapervilleAlarm.com/Dolly Promo to receive your discount. The Naperville Park District, they provide recreation and park experiences that enrich the quality of life for our community. Naperville Park District, check out www.napervilleparks.org or give them a call. And check out those fall classes at 630-848-5000. First Command Financial Services, reducing debt, building savings, protecting your future, pursuing your goals. These things are important to most of us, and they're important to the hundreds of thousands First Command has served since 1958, www.firstcommand.com. And finally, the Dolly McCarthy Show is sponsored by Arthur Murray Dance, Naperville, and in Oak Brook. They didn't invent dancing, just the best way to teach it. Check out ArthurMurrayNaperville.com or give them a call for your first free lesson at 630-355-6240.
I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good. So good. I got to hear. Oh, I feel nice. The sugar is fine. I feel nice. Sugar is fine. So nice, so nice. I got you. When I hold you in my arms, I know that I can't do no wrong. And when I hold you in my arms, my love won't do you no harm. And I feel I feel nice, the sugar is fine. So nice, so nice, I got got years.
It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
You're listening to the Molly McCarthy Show. Yeah, that's not right. Try it again. You're listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show. That's better. What's wrong? You know that original jingle tune for the Dolly McCarthy Show?
Yeah, I believe Dan Ponce from WGN did that a while ago. Can you roll that for me?
You got it.
It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Yeah, so I'm not sure if she has any interest, but what do you say we upgrade that a bit for Dolly?
Sure, maybe add a little to it, modernize it, develop it, fill it out just a bit.
Exactly, same page, man.
Okay, bro. What do you say we add a light, funky beat and maybe some tambo, something like this?
It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Yeah, that's a great start. Now how about some southern rap guitar?
Yeah, you know Dolly likes country. Try this.
It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Together that fun little tune. Thanks you guys so much. I love it, love it, love it. And I'm going to be playing it all week. I got from here on out until you all tell me you've had enough when you want a new version. How about that one?
I love my aunt Dolly.
And I love you too, Jakey. Hey everybody, welcome to the Dolly McCarthy Show on 89.9 FM in Chicago and on Slam Internet Radio, Blog Talk Radio. This show airs every Thursday morning live from 9:30 until 10:30. And I am your host, Dolly McCarthy. Thanks for tuning into the good show where, you know, every week I try so hard to bring you good topics to discuss, good news, good guests, and at least one good laugh. And I also welcome your calls. Today I'm going to try to get to those calls. We have a jam-packed show. We sure do. But if you can get through, try me. 347-945-7215. 347-945-7215. Last night, great night here in Naperville. We went to Naperville, the Community Career Center, hosted their Naperville Dancing with the Celebrities. And I went, I was invited to go, I had a great time. Not only was I invited to go and witness all these amazing dancers, but I was a guest dancer. My friends Leah Rippey from Naperville Magazine, Mark Puknitis, fire chief of Naperville, and Doug Krieger, who's the city manager in Naperville. The four of us got together with, can you believe it, our crazy schedules. We managed to get together this summer about three or four times. And many of those times, there was always somebody missing, but we managed to get together. All four of us have danced in the past for the Community Career Center's Dancing with the Celebrities, and I was so honored to dance the second year of this event. They've had 5 years so far of this event, and they just get a group of people together, well-known celebrities in the community, and invite them to dance and compete for charity. It's a blast, and I was honored to have been asked the second year, and I did win that Mayor Ball Trophy. You know I don't do any. You know I go in to win every time. I love a good competition. No, I just had so much fun with that. I never expected to win, but it was a great time. And this year they invited me back, so the four of us danced a little group dance. We had a blast. But I must say, during the practice on that floor, I did slip, so I was very nervous. But all that went aside when we started dancing to the music, and it was just a great time. I can't even tell you who won. That's how horrible I am. I was so nervous waiting for my dance. I couldn't even tell you who won. But she was a lovely gal, and I'm pretty sure she worked at NICOR in Naperville. So congratulations to her. Next week I'll make it up to her. I'll get her name. But I lost my program, so I can't even look up names. But there were so many dancers, about 9 dancers. Great time. And if you've never heard of the Community Career Center, they were on our show last week. Kim White, the executive director, they're doing amazing things for folks, families that are out of work. They support them, give them the tools, resources, and this is one of their biggest fundraisers. So we had a great time last night. So and I did get home quite early, so I was able to get some sleep. I didn't dance all night long, although I could have. I would have loved that. So that's the scoop here. I'm glad to be back with the show. We took some time off earlier this month. I had to move my son to college, and I physically moved to a new house. So things are finally starting to settle around here, and I appreciate all of your emails and posts and Facebook messages. Thanks for missing the show. I'm glad to be back and continue to give me ideas on amazing non-for-profits. There are thousands of them in the Chicagoland area, and we haven't even, we've only had about, what, almost 100? So I want to shoot for more. Please keep sending me ideas and names of non-for-profits that I should get a hold of to be on this show. Because as you know, the mission of this show is to spread the good word. So my father used to say, what's the good word? I want to put out the good word about all of these different non-for-profits. And we want to have some fun guests, too. We've had quite a running streak here with lots of amazing guests, country singers, celebrities, Vanilla Ice we had this summer. I don't want to go all the way down the list, but we've had some pretty spectacular guests, and I'm so proud of their willingness, and so happy that they are so willing to come on this show. And what they basically do is shed light to this show, and in turn, we just keep spreading the good news about all these great non-for-profits that need exposure and need to get their message out there. And I have such wonderful listeners. Can I just keep going on about this show, how good it is? It feels so good to do this show. So proud of it and how far it's come along. And mostly thanks to my listeners and people that keep sending me messages, good things, good notes, and lots of great ideas. So keep them coming. Okay, I have to check in with my old alma mater, Mother Garen, which is now Garen Prep. Homecoming is coming up, so I want to do a shout-out and get all my alumni friends to come to this event. It's next week. Tina Lilly from Garen Prep is on the line. Tina, are you there?
I am here, Dolly.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you? I'm good.
Did you start your morning with one of those warm, yummy chocolate chip cookies in Garen Prep's cafeteria that I grew up eating?
Yes, I actually do. It's a nice warm cup of coffee and a big, gooey chocolate chip cookie.
You didn't. Did you really?
Yeah.
Those
of course.
Were the good old days.
I wouldn't be a Mother Garen girl if I didn't.
Oh, no. I remember whenever I come to visit Tina, she laughs at me because I said, well, I got to go to the cafeteria and get my stash of cookies. So I go in there and I get like 20 cookies. I'm not kidding you. I just get like 20 of them. Hand the lady like $30. Give me 20 cookies. And then I go on my merry way. That's why I love coming to visit Garen. So you have to invite me. I think I need my chocolate chip cookie fix soon.
You know, we're actually going to have them at homecoming for part of our pre-alumni gathering before the football game.
Oh, you are?
We are going to have the famous Mother Garen cookies in the Holy Cross building starting at 4 o'clock.
Awesome. That's next Friday, right?
Yep, next Friday, September 26th, the Garen Prep Crusaders are taking on St. Ed's, the Green Wave. We have a full day. It's a homecoming day. This is a big deal for our students, for community, faculty, friends, you name it, alumni. And we have a bunch of stuff going on starting, at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. We are going to have music in the back parking lot. B96 is going to be here playing some music. We have a pre-alumni game gathering in the old Holy Cross cafeteria from 4 to 6. and we hope that every alumni and friend comes out and stops by to say hello. We have vendors that are going to be here on campus. We're hosting a taste of Garen Prep, so we got all local vendors in the neighborhood that are going to be here selling food. A parade, football game starts at 7, and then following the game, we have our annual fireworks. So it's going to be a fun day of events next Friday.
Wow, a lot has changed since I was a student at Garen. You guys really go way all out. I love it. Fireworks.
Yeah, no, it's a fun time.
And the taste of, I love that little taste you're doing. When I was at Garen, it was a lot of Italian restaurants and delis and shops around there, so it would have been all Italian food. So what do you got as far as the taste goes?
You know, it's funny. We still have the Italian neighborhood restaurants that are going to be here. Natalie's Son Sausage Restaurant, the Luciano's, Bacchimi, the River Cafe, D'Agostino's, Luke's, and Richie's. And they're all, you know, local neighborhood restaurants that continually support us in every way, shape, or form. And they're going to have food, and it'll be all reasonably priced for everyone to come and enjoy. The food starts at 4 and goes to 9:30 at night.
Oh, well, that sounds like a blast. Wow, what a celebration. Now, are there tickets? Can the alumni go online and get tickets, or you just pay when you come?
The alumni are free at homecoming. So it's just come out and enjoy the day, enjoy the company of everyone. Come back and see, you know, our former faculty, current faculty. It's just a big day of just fun gathering and just bringing people back to campus. So there's no tickets. Just come on down for the pregame starting at 4 o'clock.
All right, Tina, do me a favor. Say hello to my favorite Italian teacher over there. I can't believe she's still over there, Miss Maioni. Okay,
yep.
Give her a big hug for me, would you?
I will, absolutely.
Hopefully I'll see her next week. Thanks for doing
all
this.
Yep, sounds good.
We'd love checking in with you, Tina. Okay, come back again. You're welcome.
All right, thanks, Dolly. Take care.
Bye, everybody.
I will.
Love
right,
checking
bye.
In with my Garen gal pals. Well, Garen Prep gal pals. Now it's co-ed. It used to be all girls, but now it's co-ed. It's near the northwest side of Chicago where I grew up. And, wow, sounds like a really fun thing. Okay, I'm going to play this theme song one more time. A shout-out to Love and Money. And Dee, thank you so much.
Ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
That's too cute, too cute. Thanks, Love and Money, for that. Thank you, Dee. That was fun. Hey, couple quick announcements. Bounce Back. It's a local not-for-profit here that's spreading love and keeping children in athletics and the arts. They have been having some huge success over the past year that they've been around, assisting over 100 children to date, keeping them in athletics and the arts. And they invite you to come out and help them continue their mission by coming out and golfing with them. There's a golf tournament on October 6th, so take the day off work. For their end-of-the-year fundraiser, and you can register online at www.bouncebackinc.org. The cost is $425 for a foursome. Split that among four of your buddies, and it includes a golf cart, lunch, goodie bag, open bar, hors d'oeuvres, and awards. So tune in to – we'll be talking more about this. We'll have Sarah on the show. Sarah is the executive director of a fantastic non-for-profit. And I'm happy to have been associated with them in the past. We had she had her one-year celebration not too long ago. And just an amazing not-for-profit. And Naperville mom, who just saw a need out there and went after it. These Naperville moms are incredible. And speaking of Naperville moms, my next guest, Kelly King. Kelly, are you there? She's on the line.
I am here. Good morning.
Hey, Kelly. Speaking of Naperville mom, one of my favorite Naperville moms, Kelly King. Kelly, thanks for coming on the show. We, Kelly and I go back quite a few years, back when I lived in her, when we were in the old neighborhood. Now you're back in the old neighborhood. You moved away
back
for a little while,
yeah.
Came back. And talk about an incredible Naperville mom. Let me just tell you quickly why Kelly's on the show today. Well, the Dolly McCarthy Show is a sponsor of the Naperville Film Festival, and that's running now through Saturday. And Saturday at the film festival, there is going to be a documentary, a very special documentary that was put together by a young Naperville boy by the name of Tyler King, and that is Kelly, my guest today, her son. And the name of the documentary is called Chelsea's Light, A Brother's Journey. It is all about what this young man had gone through, what the whole King family has gone through, but particular from the perspective of Tyler King, who was just 13 years old when his teenage sister, Chelsea King, disappeared after setting out on a run in a community park in broad daylight. She disappeared, and what followed was thousands of volunteers searching for her, law enforcement, until they finally found her body in a shallow grave just off the trail she was running on. Chelsea was the victim of a horrific crime committed by a convicted sex offender who repeatedly violated parole and pled guilty to taking Chelsea's life, a heartbreaking reality that would send Tyler onto a soul-searching mission for answers. Tyler envisioned telling Chelsea's story from his own point of view, while also in this documentary, giving the audience needed information to protect children. Tyler, knowing that this quest would be therapeutic, connected with Bruce Hawk, who is a two-time Emmy Award-winning director who was moved by the King's ability to find hope in the darkness of such a devastating tragedy. And I'm reading a little bit from here, recognizing that sexual violence against children is rampant in the U.S. This film, which was written and produced by Tyler King, a young Naperville man, this film demonstrates that the biggest challenge we face to address this problem is a lack of awareness. People don't realize the magnitude of the issue. And together, Tyler and Bruce have examined the criminal justice system through film, hoping to make change one viewer at a time. Wow. What an incredible project, mission, documentary that your son has gone on. Kelly, tell us from your perspective your story and how, you know, you've really come a long way. The Kings lived in Naperville for quite a while. Then you moved to San Diego, is that right? And then this is when this tragedy happened to Chelsea.
Right.
And you guys have been so loved in this community. When we all heard that this happened, the Naperville community here rallied around you and supported you. And eventually then you guys moved back to Naperville and you started Chelsea's Light, which is a non-for-profit to keep her memory alive and to fight to protect children in the criminal justice system against this sexual violence and violent crimes against children. So tell us a little bit about your story from your perspective. And we're going to have Tyler on in a couple weeks, because the film is going to be shown this Saturday, but also again at the Yellow Box Church. A lot of people know that, Community Christian Church in Naperville. And I'm talking way too much, but I wanted to set up the story for those that are not familiar with Chelsea King and the tragedy that happened and what your family has gone through and how you guys really have, gone from just this devastating blow to your family, the loss of a beautiful, beautiful young girl, and then how you've really come out and have demonstrated to the Naperville community, the San Diego community, the world, how hope and change can happen from this devastating tragedy. So let's talk. Let's hear from you, Kelly. Enough with Dolly talking. This is the bad thing about having your own talk show. So tell me, Kelly, from your perspective, what your family has gone through and how you've come to this point. Kelly? Oops. Oh, she dropped out. Oh, I lost her. The call just dropped. Kelly, if you're listening, if you're there, just call back. We'll get you back on. We'll get you back on here. I do have a tendency to talk too much, but I wanted to set up for our listeners this the story, and I'm really, really glad to have Kelly on the show, and I'm looking forward to the showing of this documentary at the Naperville Independent Film Festival on Saturday. While I'm waiting for Kelly to get back on, let me just tell you, the film will be shown on this Saturday, September 20th at 5 p.m. at the Center Stage Theater, which is just off of Quincy. You got to see this film. This was written and produced by Tyler King. And we got Kelly back on the line. Kelly?
Hi, Dolly.
Are you there?
So sorry.
Hi there.
Just dropped the call there, but I don't know what happened.
Well, I kind of thought maybe I was talking too much, and you're like, oh, well, we're done here.
Oh, never. No, not at all. No.
How are you doing? How are you doing?
Wow. You know, that's always such a difficult and bittersweet question to answer. You know, we have experienced the worst possible type of tragedy a parent can experience. However, with that came an outpouring and an abundance of love and support unlike anything that you know, our family has ever seen. So we go one day at a time, and we're able to do that because of the love and the support of, you know, obviously our family, but undoubtedly the community, both here in Naperville, San Diego, across the country, and even across the world. You know, we've heard from people everywhere who have reached out to us and given us the strength and the courage to carry on the work that I think Chelsea was meant to do. You know, she always said from the time she was a little girl, you know, Mommy, I just want to change the world. I want to make this a better place. And heaven knows this was not the way that we ever imagined that would happen, but these are the cards that we've been dealt, and we intend to see that her dreams are carried on regardless.
Right. Wow. And you have carried on her dreams and her mission, her life mission, what she lived for in that short period of time in her life, the light she spread all over. And you created Chelsea's light. And that's exactly what people always said about her. She had such a light. And I knew Chelsea.
Yeah.
She babysat my kids quite a few times.
Yeah,
and she was a light. Just that smile lit up a room. And you can see her, that genuineness. She was happy to be where she was at. And she was very purposeful in everything she did, and my kids really enjoyed her. But she was a light. You created this not-for-profit, Chelsea's Light. And what I know you wanted to carry on her legacy, but really you've gone beyond that and really have made such a difference in California law. Tell us how Chelsea's Light came about and what you set out to do with that.
Sure. Well, you know, when this happened, we had a choice to make. It was very clear to us very early on. We could do one of two things. We could choose anger and despair and devastation, or we could choose hope in our life. Brett and I looked at each other and knew immediately that there actually was only one way to go, and that was to choose hope. We have our son, Tyler, who lost his not only his sister, but his very, very best friend. They were inseparable. And we needed to show him that the world can still be a good place. He was only 13 at the time when this happened. And it was very important for Brent and I to let him know that no matter how dark things can become, no matter how much of the side of evil that you are faced with in this world, you always have a choice. And so we wanted him to see the hope in the joy that we saw in other people's eyes and that we felt in other people's hugs when they came to us to console us and to help us through this journey. So we knew that we needed to do something, and we needed to do something in a very big way. Chelsea's one of her favorite mottos was go big or go home. So we created Chelsea's Light with the intent of, with several intents, you know. First and foremost was to take the worst of the worst, the people that commit these horrendous crimes against children, and lock them away for life without the possibility of parole. These are the worst of the worst. They have had many more victims before they're caught. Sometimes you'll never know how many, but once they're caught, that's when you say, all right, these particular people that have these that commit these very violent acts of sexual abuse against children cannot be rehabilitated, and they should not be allowed back into the communities to do again what they are driven to do. So through Chelsea's Law, we in California, we created a system within the legislation that takes these guys and makes sure that they don't get out to harm our children ever again. It also takes a look at some of the existing laws that are on the books and expands some of the sentencing so that if they are perhaps charged with a lesser crime, those sentences are now longer. It is more difficult for them to get paroled, and once they are paroled, their tracking system and how they are monitored is much more stringent. And that's what we hope to bring to every state in our country. It's not just California where, you know, California has now their children are safer from these people than they ever have been before, and every child should have that in place no matter where they live in this country.
Now, thanks to Chelsea's Law, children are safer. Let me ask you this, though. Chelsea's killer, who was a convicted sex offender at the time that he did this horrific act to Chelsea, and he repeatedly violated parole. Now, first of all, where is he now? And second of all, if convicted sex offenders, how are they treated in California? And I know the King family, you, Brent, have been crusaders on this, and you're now in Illinois, and you're working very hard to make Chelsea's Law start that mission here in Illinois. So right now, with the changes that happened in California with convicted sex offenders, where are they now? If you're a convicted sex offender, what has changed since Chelsea's Law? Exactly.
Well, you know, like I said, it depends. You know, the biggest problem we had with the laws that were on the books at the time when Chelsea was taken, and what we're finding in many states across the country, is there are so many loopholes. There are so many ways for defense attorneys to plead around certain types of cases and crimes against children. In our case, the monster that took Chelsea's life, he never should have been out on the street. And he now is locked away, you know, in California, in a state prison for the rest of his life, and he will never have the option for parole. It's a difficult topic for me to talk about and be completely unbiased. I think a lot of people assume that the laws that are on the books today are in place, they're being upheld, and they're being used. And that's absolutely what Brent and I thought up until this actually happened to us. And it shouldn't have to happen to another family. There shouldn't have to be more laws named after our dead children because of the inadequate or lack of ability to control these types of people that are out on the street praying against our kids. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, it's frustrating to say the least, but it's also very it's what wakes us up in the morning and you know, makes us hit the ground running, because there's too many loopholes that these guys are falling through and that our children are paying the price for.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do you see a lot of, when you look at Illinois law, do you see changes that you can make, make things better? Have you met with lawmakers? What is the current situation now?
No, I mean, most definitely. We we are in the very early stages of rounding up the troops, so to speak, to take this to the state. My husband Brent has met on a couple of occasions with several legislators, local community leaders as well, and we're in the midst of preparing our campaign to bring this awareness and bring this law to Illinois. What made it such a success in California was the overwhelming groundswell of public support. We did everything very grassroots out there. You know, we had a state that was, their financial situation, the state of California's financial situation was in dire straits. We had, as is typical, our government up in Sacramento was divided along party lines, not necessarily what was best for the common good, but it was all about, you know, Democrat versus Republican. We had a lot of battles to fight, but you cannot deny when people that are voting for you and putting you in office are standing up and speaking out and saying, this is important. This is our priority. It needs to be your priority. We voted you into office. Get to work. Listen to the voice of the people. And so that's
and that it, and that was just amazing to watch all the way here in Naperville. We were watching what was going on in your community in California, San Diego specifically. How the whole community just stood next to you, behind you, and was for you. And really made these changes happen. I got to mention too. I heard that Brent is now this is his job. This is your job,
yeah.
Both of you. This is your life mission,
yeah.
Day in and day out. And I have to say, I just admire and respect that so much because I know you do this because of Chelsea's memory, but you also care very much about everybody's children. And I thank you as a parent. Or your life's work, what you guys are doing to keep our children safe. And you are right. There's got to be some changes in our criminal justice system. Mm-hmm. And it's not easy. It's definitely not easy. And I think people in the system have they're good intentions. But, you know, from your perspective, you and Brent, you bring so much more to the table and you have made some real changes happen that people maybe, you know, weren't aware of that could happen, that could help put a stop or at least put these guys away for life so they don't keep repeating these violent crimes against our children. And like you said, it's just horrific. You don't want to keep naming laws after our dead children. That is just very profound. And I know a lot of people stand with the King family and you, Kelly. We're just in awe and such admiration and can't thank you so much for everything you've done. And just our hearts go out to you. For this tragedy, and but look at this. Look at what you've accomplished. Chelsea's made a difference in her little life, I'm sure not a day goes by that you're not thinking of her and in that pain. But now today, you guys have carried on. You continued on. Your son Tyler. How was that helping him through this tragedy? He was 13 at the time. You obviously have done an amazing job. What'd you do in the years following that to today? He's a young man. Is he 18 yet? He's like, I know he's my son Jimmy.
Yeah.
Age. Oh, my. What a fine young man.
Right. Oh, thank you.
Go ahead, Kel.
He just turned 18 in this past June and is heading off to University of Oregon next week, actually. So
he's studying film. He's going to be a filmmaker.
He's studying film and journalism. His passion for journalism was sparked after moving back here. He started at Matea High School and started working on their school newspaper, and he really found his voice. And he worked as their opinions editor. So he obviously has a lot to say. He unfortunately has way too much life experience for someone his age. But he is able to look at that through the lens of a teenager and then express that back out to other kids his age so that what we're talking about and the message he wants to get across is relatable to all ages. It's not just adults. It's the kids that are coming up, the kids that are about to turn voting age, and also speaking on behalf of other victims, survivors of families who have had this same tragedy. Coming back here to Naperville was the absolute best and only thing we could have done to have assured Tyler would come out of this okay, or as okay as anyone could. When we were up in San Diego, there was such a public spotlight on our family, and it wasn't a bad thing, but it was just a very atypical way for anyone to process the grief and the trauma and to mourn. It was in the spotlight, on TV, in the newspapers every day for months and months and months. Naperville is a very, very special place for us, and we lived here for 10 years before we moved back to San Diego this last time. And these are the friends and the families, the kids that Chelsea and Tyler grew up with in our neighborhood, and you are one of them, that created an environment that's here that we could bring him to. He could be embraced, allowed to be just Tyler, and process what had happened to him in a much more normal manner, if you will, and in a much more private way.
Wow. As a parent, I remember when you made that decision, and I thought, wow, you know, looking at all the support and the love that you got in San Diego and how fast forward you were moving on Chelsea's Law and all that, it would seem that would be where you should be, but you put Tyler first, as I think any parent would do. Your kids always come first. And it was good to see that. It was so nice to have you guys back in our community too. And now, and you know what, and just telling him and reminding him, and it was just amazing that you almost immediately, you know, despite all this tragedy and this heartache, you immediately knew, without a doubt, there is still more goodness in this world than this horrific man and anything that these monsters, whatever we want to call it, that kill and hurt our children. There is more good in this life, and you made sure that he had that. You made sure that you were in that environment, and believed it and lived it. And it just, I think, the attitude is everything. Your perspective is everything. And how you got from that tragedy to this is just amazing. Because a lot of people wouldn't be able to get. And I'm sure you had days like that where you couldn't get out of bed. But Kelly, almost immediately you were up, you were on your feet, and that was something that we all admired. And like you said, Chelsea, she's making a difference through you guys. She is making a difference with her life and Chelsea's light. It's a non-for-profit, and you can check out the website. There's a website. There's a Facebook page. Check out more about this story. And the King's journey and to where Chelsea's Law is now and in Illinois. And, of course, I'm sure, Kelly, you guys are always looking for volunteers to help out, and you've got a huge task on your hand here in Illinois to make some changes and bring Chelsea's Law here.
We do, and we embrace, you know, the bigger the challenge, the more we embrace it. So we encourage anyone and everyone to come out, see Tyler's documentary either this Saturday or on October 25th at the Yellow Box Church, and get to know us and the foundation and the work that we do. And I would encourage anyone and everyone to step up and use your voice, because this doesn't have to happen again if we all join together and create one voice through many.
Kelly, thank you so much for coming on the show. And I'm looking forward to talking to Tyler next month when he'll be on the show, and that film is shown again. His film is shown again. The documentary is shown again at the Yellow Box Church. So again, this Saturday, you can meet Tyler, Kelly, and Brent King at the Naperville Independent Film Festival showing of Tyler's film, Chelsea's Light, A Brother's Journey. It's about a half hour, the film.
Yes,
at 5 o'clock.
It is, but a documentary short. Starts at 5, and there will be a brief Q&A session after the film is shown.
Oh, fantastic. We'll get to to talk to him and get his perspective in person, live and in person at the Center Stage Theater in Naperville. Kelly, thank you again so much, and my best to you and your family. Please stay in touch with us. We're going to be following everything you do here in Illinois, and, of course, any support we can give you, just holler. We're here for you.
Thank you, Dolly, so much.
We'll see you Saturday. Thank you, Kelly.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Hey, everybody. Thanks so much for tuning in and listening to that. That's very important to me, and I really hope that we all could come out and support this film and the mission of the King family in Chelsea's Light. Please check out the website and learn more about it and get involved. And if not with this, get involved with something else, but make a difference. And we have to be our children's advocates. Whether you have children or not, we are grown-ups, and we need to do everything we can to make sure that our children are protected and have a happy childhood. Maybe you didn't have a happy childhood, but you need to make sure that our future generations have happy children, happy childhoods. So I really appreciate you guys all listening to that. It wasn't an easy, it's not easy for Kelly, but the mission, her work through Chelsea's Law, through Chelsea's Light, I'm sure is a great comfort to her. And, you know, if we all get involved, well, what a difference we all can make here. So that was really special to me, and thank you all for listening to that. And we do have more coming up, but I got to take a quick commercial here. We'll be right back.
Have you been thinking about straightening your teeth and don't want to wear braces? Hi, this is Dr. Manal Ibrahim, American Board Certified Orthodontist and Invisalign Elite Provider. Here at Innovative Orthodontic Centers, I use the most innovative techniques to provide outstanding treatment to all my patients. And with Invisalign, the clearest way to a perfect smile, it is literally our secret that you're straightening your teeth. Come and talk to me about accelerated Invisalign, perfect teeth in half the time, and see what the buzz is all about. At Innovative Orthodontic Centers, we are also an impression-free office. Can you imagine that? No more molds of your teeth. Using an intraoral scanner, we take a video of your teeth that gets sent right to Invisalign. Call 855-563-3735 or visit us at orthocenters.org. I look forward to meeting you.
Innovative Orthodontic Centers, voted best orthodontist in Naperville 4 years running. Call 855-563-3735. Start accelerated Invisalign the same day as your consult and receive an iPad mini. Stipulations do apply.
The Naperville Park District invites the community to a family-friendly grand opening of Knock Knowles Nature Center on Thursday, October 2nd. The event will be held from 5:30 until 7:30 at the Nature Center located at 320 Knock Knowles Road, beautiful Knock Knowles Road. The official dedication will take place at 6 p.m. Parking will be available in the Knock Knowles Park parking lot just west of the Nature Center and along Knock Knowles Road. In addition to viewing the colorful exhibits, which feature an interactive video, a large aquarium with live river fish, guests can enjoy nature activities for kids, musical entertainment on the deck, and light refreshments. To help the Naperville Park District plan for refreshments, you're asked to call RSVP for the event by sending an email. Well, I said call, but actually they want you to email them with the number of people that are planning to attend. So email them if you're interested in going on October 2nd, the grand opening of Knock Knowles Nature Center. Email them at rsvp@naperevillepark.org. All right. There is a mediumship demonstration on Friday, October 3rd from 7 at 7 p.m. at Unity in Naperville. Come and experience a mediumship demonstration with internationally renowned spirit medium Robert Brown, who will connect and communicate with the spirits of past over audience, family, and friends. Many prominent people sought Robert's services, including Princess Diana, and he has helped thousands of people around the world to communicate with their lost loved ones. Robert's demonstrations, I'm told, are very inspirational and often healing for audience members. The event starts at 7 p.m. Doors open at 6. Only $30 per person. In advance, $40 at the door. Seating is limited. Tickets and more information can be found at unityinnaperville.org. All right, moving along here. You know, Edward Hospital is located in Naperville, and they have a McDonald's room, Ronald McDonald's room there. And Katie
Alabeau joins us now with more. We want to find out more about all the good things going on over at Edward Hospital. Katie, are you there?
Hello.
Hello there.
Can you hear me?
Hi. Yep, I can hear you perfectly. Hey, Katie, thanks for coming on the show. And
Absolutely.
we want to hear all the great things that are happening in that McDonald room. What a very special place it is over there.
Yeah, so we, around McDonald Family Room at Edward Hospital, opened in 2012. And since then, we have been providing care and comfort for families that have children receiving treatment at Edward Hospital, whether it be the pediatric unit, the pediatric specialty unit, or the newborn intensive care unit. The families are able to kind of step away from the medical environment and come into a room that feels like home, come and grab a snack, jump on the computer, let loved ones know what the update is, watch TV, just kind of find that little moment of relaxing during such a stressful time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And are there bedrooms there so folks, families can spend the night there in a nice, comfortable, private room?
Yes. So we do have, obviously on the pediatric unit, families can have a family member sleep bedside. But, of course, often both parents want to stay or maybe they just need a quieter area to just grab a few hours of good rest. So we actually have two sleep rooms that families can be referred to and be able to stay there. They have their own private bedroom, private bathroom, and that way they can come and go and try and get some rest when they're really not putting themselves first. Obviously, they're, you know, putting their child first, but that helps to keep them healthy and strong to be able to be there for the child.
Absolutely, for sure. And a great place if you've got other children, too, that want to come to the hospital, but it's not
Absolutely.
Always a perfect environment, of course. This is a nice place to go and get out
of the
stress of the hospital environment.
The whole idea is to keep the families together.
Now, this started in 2012, and so how many families have been able to take advantage of this?
We've had almost 2,500 families come through our doors, whether it be coming for, you know, 4 hours during their child's MRI or for many months as their child gets, you know, the care that they need in the newborn intensive care unit. And most of those families are from the Naperville area. They are your coworkers, your neighbors, your children's classmates. It's really the community that we're providing for, and we have wonderful volunteers that host the room and are there for the families to see what they need, to get them a cup of coffee when they just really need it. Or we also have meals that are provided by local businesses or companies that want to provide a catered meal so that families can take a moment to grab a nice warm meal with steps being away from their child so that they're able to keep their strength. So the community really is all about taking care of the community. The whole room is about the Naperville area and supporting each other.
Oh, that's so fantastic. What a tremendous thing. Now, does the McDonald Corporation provide support for this, the grant money? How is this funded?
Well, we are a 501c3, a separate entity. We are part of the Ronald McDonald House Charities of Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana. We're a local chapter of Ronald McDonald House, so we do have a license to operate in the Chicagoland area. We have 4 Ronald McDonald Houses currently and are building a 5th, as well as a Ronald McDonald Care Mobile and a scholarship program. So we have a lot of things happening in the Chicago area, from events, different fundraisers, activities, and different ways for people to get involved in Ronald McDonald Houses or the Ronald McDonald Family Room.
I imagine you rely
is a major supporter.
Well, I imagine you rely heavily on volunteers, too. How do folks listening get involved if they want to become a volunteer?
Absolutely.
Tell us what your volunteers do.
Our website is www.ronaldhousechicago.org, and volunteers can go on there, see what we're all about. Our volunteers in our family room come in for a 4-hour shift about every other week or every third week, just because there's so many wonderful volunteers. We have them come in kind of on a rotation, but you come in, you are really welcoming the families. So you're the front face that they see, whether they're coming in and want just a place to watch TV, or if they just need somebody to talk to. The volunteers are great and really helpful in making the room possible. Without them, our staff there is very minimal. Obviously, as a charity, we focus on taking care of the families, but we keep staff at a minimum, so we rely heavily on volunteers to make it possible. We have volunteers that do everything from keeping our inventory, to running, you know, seeing what we need, also doing our laundry. There's so many different ways that volunteers help out, and we really could not function without them.
Now, I hear you also work with Target and Bed Bath & Beyond. You've got some registries going. So if you can't volunteer, you could certainly make a donation in a big way. How does this in-kind, how do these donations go?
Yeah, so all of our houses have so many different needs. Obviously, just like your own home, you need laundry detergent. You need kitchen supplies. And we have the same thing, just times a lot more rooms. And so we, for our new Ronald McDonald House that we're building near Central DuPage Hospital, we...
Katie? Oh, no! Another drop call. Oh, nuts. Oh, well. All right. Well, hopefully Katie will call back. But I wanted to mention, as Katie was about to say, donations can be made. Bed Bath & Beyond has a gift registry. And so does Target. You can go to those places and check out those registries and make donations right there. How convenient and easy is that? So check out, I wanted to make you all aware of this, that, oh my goodness, Edward Hospital has a Ronald McDonald room. How cool is that? I had no idea, and it's been here since 2012, and I bet a lot of you didn't even know that. I think I have Katie back in line. Katie, are you there?
Hi, so sorry. Hit the wrong button.
That's okay. Okay,
so
well,
yes,
listen,
we
are
have,
almost
I know you
out
mentioned
of time.
The registry. Okay.
Yes, we're almost out of time, so why don't we give people quickly just like a website where they could go learn more about it, who can they contact if they want to become a volunteer or donate?
Ronald McDonald or RonaldHouseChicago.org is a website that you can go to find all sorts of different information as well as contact information depending on where you're looking to get involved. From around the Chicagoland area, we have information about the Ronald McDonald Family Room there. The general telephone number for Ronald McDonald Family Room is 630-527-3800. So they can always call us to get more information.
Wow. I never got a chance to ask this, but real quickly, tell me what it is that people, the families that are there, what's the feeling from them? I know they've got to be so grateful, but what do you experience every day from these families? What do they tell you about this space for them?
You know, families are amazing because they have such strength coming in the door. You know, they're in such a stressful situation. But really when they walk in the door and they see our comfortable Lazy Boy couches and they see the food provided by donors, they breathe a sigh of relief. They can actually take a moment to take that breath, to sit down, to eat. So they're so grateful. And for the overnight rooms, too, so that they're not driving back and forth from home in a very stressful situation, that they're able to stay in the hospital steps away from their child.
What a wonderful place and an environment for these families going through, you know, some really tough times. Katie, thanks so much. All the work you're doing with Ronald McDonald House and the room at Edwards. Keep up the good work and stay in touch, okay?
Thank you, absolutely.
When is the new room going to be ready at Central DuPage or near Central DuPage, right?
Our new house will open in 2015.
Okay, you keep us posted. We want you back on. Maybe we'll get
a
tour.
Definitely. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Katie.
Bye.
It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
And last but not least, we're going to check in with good old Aunt V. Aunt V, are you there? What's for dinner tonight?
Hey there. We're doing a veggie lasagna. You can have it with marinara or meat sauce, but with it being the abundance of vegetables that are available right now, we layer it with fresh vegetables, and when they all cook together, it's just delicious.
Oh, sounds really nice. Okay, Ask Aunt V. Your website is askauntv.com. If you go there, Veronica Porter is the owner and operator. She runs it. She makes the food. It's homemade, organic, right? Give us a rundown
use local, organic, fresh food, and as is available. We use seasonal food, which is also very important, and we make it homemade. We make it with traditional recipes, and we just love doing it. And I just think that it's so important for busy families to, you know, have this opportunity so that they, you know, those nights that they, you know, just can't make a meal, there's something available for them.
Mm-hmm. And now, real quickly, we're almost out of time, but I know you have a class, and this is
This is something you don't want to miss, guys, because I have had Aunt V's spring rolls. Now you too can make Aunt V's spring rolls. They are they're like one of my favorite food. I have to tell you, I love these spring rolls, and this is a class you don't want to miss. Tell us about this class.
I'm glad you enjoy them. The thing that's so important about them is that they're high in protein, but they're so low in calories, and they are just perfect for that mid-afternoon, like, oh, I want to eat, you know, get a candy bar. You can grab a spring roll. These are unfried. They're vegan and they're gluten-free, but that's not meant to scare anybody away because they really are very, very tasty. And the class is next Thursday from 7 to 8:30. It's downtown Naperville in the Liam Breck Kitchen Studio, which is on 222 South Main Street, right next to Heaven on 7. Mm-hmm. And you learn all, you know, how to make them as well as the sauces that go with it, because I think that's what really elevates the taste of them is that peanut sauce. I have a wasabi
that peanut sauce.
Yes.
You need to bottle that. You need to bottle that. Even though it's so easy
You're
to make.
You're so sweet. But anyway, and for Dolly McCarthy Show listeners, the class is usually $40, but I'm giving a discount to listeners, and you can go on site, and it'll just be $25 a person. And you walk away, you go home
what a deal.
With some. Bring a container, and you can take some home, so you can, and you'll learn how to make them at home as well. And to get there, you go to askauntv.com, and when you go to that homepage, there is a place for cooking classes, and that's where you'll go to see the list of classes.
Delicious, delicious. Three spring rolls are only 100 calories and 10 grams of protein. Okay, get me to that class.
Okay. You're there.
Thanks so much,
all righty.
We'll see you next week.
Thank you
and
so much.
That,
I really appreciate it. I'll see you then.
You're so
thanks.
Welcome.
Bye.
And now it's time to end the show on a good note. Stay positive and be good, everybody. Be good to each other. Thank you so much for listening this week. Boy, we had quite a few guests here, and I appreciate you sticking in there through all the drop calls and the variety of topics we had. We always aim to please. I think I need to make one more quick announcement before I let you all go. Let's see what we got here. We have, let me quick. Oh, here we go. Yes, we've got it. The Northern Illinois Hunting and Fishing Days. I forgot to read this earlier, but please forgive me, guys. We got to mention this. The Committee for the Northern Illinois Hunting and Fishing Days is, again, proud to bring this free public event to Silver Spring State Fishing and Wildlife Area in Yorkville, Illinois. It's a fun-packed two-day event offering hands-on experiences geared towards all ages. Join them on September 27th and the 28th, rain or shine, 9 to 5 daily. And whether you're 6 or 60, there's something for everybody at this family-friendly event. Come experience your outdoor heritage with hands-on learning activities such as archery, bow fishing, and tying your own fly. I've done that. That's really fun. Yeah. Exploring the living history area, catching a fish in their stock kids' fishing pond. Oh, my God, that was still fun for the kids. Or even shooting a shotgun. You can even paddle your own canoe. Check out their website for a full list of events and the schedule, September 27th and the 28th. That website is www.nihfd.org. Check out the Northern Illinois Hunting and Fishing Days. Hey, everybody, on that note, please do remind you, if you haven't done so already, please like the Dolly McCarthy Show on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. Thanks so much for listening in, everybody. We'll be back next week for another exciting show. Lots of good news, good topics, and good guests, and at least one good laugh. Thanks again for listening. Take care, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.